Okay, starting the revolution. This is London Live. My name is Mike Stubbs. Let's talk with the Deputy Mayor, Sean Lewis. Deputy Mayor Lewis, how is your day going?
My day's going very well, Mike, but we might need an octopus or two around Budweiser Gardens to throw on the ice during playoff run here.
We don't want to throw things on the ice.
Denver Barkey or Easton Cowan having a hat trick.
But let's leave it, because I don't know if you've talked to Detroit fans and if you've talked to anybody who's ever tried to put one in their purse and then get it in through security. There's something else. There's got to be a different celebration. We've got the dance. We've got the dance to Chelsea Dagger. We'll have that. I'm throwing things on the ice. I always feel for the Lions people and the players who got to pick that stuff up.
I never understand why people want to throw a $40 hat away.
True. That is something that is a conversation for many people who have done it. If you can help us out with that, is it just the excitement of the moment? Is that what makes you take off your hat and throw it onto the ice? Because most people, if you're going out, you're not wearing some terrible hat. You're wearing your favorite hat. Deputy Mayor Lewis, you end up wearing quite a few hats, and we need to ask questions that pertain to a couple of them. We're going to get to things like fireworks and police metrics and the LTC audit, but can you help us out with the growth? We just mentioned that today, Statistics Canada has let it be known, Canada's population is 41 million people. We've seen so much growth here. We've had new growth announced for the areas north and west where BRT would have been, but our loops are going east and south. Is this something that should be a concern for Londoners?
It certainly should be, because for London alone, we're now 10 years ahead of where we are supposed to be in our population projections. Based on the population of London right now today, we shouldn't have hit that number until 2034. So we've got some real work to do. And, you know, there were problems with the North and the West BRT routes. Let's not forget that. It's not a matter of whether or not we chose to put them there or not. There were significant problems with
them. So I remember the North one was a problem because it was going to have to tunnel, and we couldn't tunnel because there was sand and water. So the North, I get. What was it with the West? Yeah.
Well, the West was that we, you know, prior to approving any BRT projects, we slapped a heritage conservation district along Warrencliffe Road, which really limited our ability to widen the road, to acquire properties, and to create dedicated lanes. And so the project we got back wasn't actually a rapid transit service because there weren't dedicated lanes. There were dedicated lanes on part of it, and then we were back into regular traffic, and then back into dedicated lanes, and then back into regular traffic. It was really a dog's breakfast of a route. And so, you know, not that there is not a need for something to get to the north and the west. It's just that the routes that were proposed at the time made no financial or, frankly, reliable operation sense. Doesn't mean we shouldn't revisit them in the future. And in 2026, the federal government is supposed to be starting to flow money out through a permanent transit funding program so we can revisit those again. You know, I've always said, hey, if Warrencliffe Road is underwater, because we've also got a floodplain issue there, we've got bigger problems than whether or not the buses are running that day. So we do need to look at bus service and transit service out to those areas of growth. But we also need to look at where is there opportunities in the south and the east where the transit service is already under construction for us to build residential intensification. And, you know, at Planning Committee, we actually moved a number of pieces of land that really are kind of old pieces of industrial designation land. You think about the land around the old Kellogg's factory where, you know, the factory and the Children's Museum and everything is located now. Hard Rock's building a hotel. Why were we keeping those lands as industrial lands? They're better off as residential lands. The East London Link's going to go by. We have transit service there. Let's get those lands flipped to housing. There were some other lands that were proposed and changed as well. So we're moving in that direction. But boy, we're so far behind in the projections. We got a lot of work to do, and we got to do it fast because people need housing today.
Yeah, and I mean, it is a difficult situation. I think we can all appreciate that because of those growth projections and because 20 years ago we were saying, you know what would be great to do in London? Pick up all of the roads and streets and then redo them and then put them back down. And we were saying this 20 years ago. So, yeah,
oh,
you
yeah.
can appreciate
just,
that end
know,
of it.
Send everybody away for a week on vacation, flip the city upside down, and rebuild it on the bottom side, we would build a very different city than what we have today.
Yeah. Okay, let's touch quickly on some things that went to committees this week. Fireworks is there again. Can this be it for fireworks, Deputy Mayor Lewis? Can this be the last time fireworks will be discussed?
I hope so, because just because council has directed that we, you know, are going to allow them on four celebration days a year doesn't mean we should debate them four times a year. We should put this issue to bed. You know, the council has spoken. The community has spoken. Yes, there's differences of opinions on this, but the majority of people want to just be able to enjoy fireworks a couple times a year and be done with it. And they're not really, you know, that big a deal. Let's just put this to bed. You know, Councillor Lehman and I are actually working on a motion for the council agenda for next week to do exactly that. You know, council gave a direction, and then the committee ignored that direction. So we're going to try and put things back on track and put this to bed so that we don't have to discuss this again. We've got bigger issues to deal with than fireworks, as we were just talking about. So including how our transit is going to get to these growth areas and whether or not we're getting the best bang for our buck there. So let's deal with those bigger issue things. It's not our job to police every interaction between every resident in the City of London. And really, that's what it comes down to with fireworks, is just let people have a little bit of fun.
We're talking with London Deputy Mayor Sean Lewis. Okay, two other things that came up. The LTC audit and police metrics, and they passed. What passed yesterday with the LTC audit and police metrics?
Yeah, so both of these arose out of discussions that we had during the budget around the police budget and the LTC budget and the big increases that both were getting. And so we've done two things. London Transit, we are bringing in a third-party auditor, an outside set of eyes, to look at their operations. So this is a performance audit. We're not looking at, like, are they sitting on a slush fund of money somewhere that they're not spending? We know that's not the case. It is more a question of, are we delivering transit in the most modern, efficient way? Are we using our dollars wisely? You know, and I know paratransit advocates would certainly say we are absolutely not. But we've heard a number of other concerns and complaints around that. And you know, for me, I've said this. I don't mean any disrespect to the commission, but it feels like we are stuck in a, this is the way we've always done it, so we should just keep doing it this way. And I think we've got to look at some ways to do things differently. And that's part of what this audit will do, is come back with some recommendations for us on how we can deliver better transit service for the same dollar value in our city. You know, it might be some structural changes, might be some operational changes, but how can we do transit differently? And then on the police, you know, similar, not an audit. Audits for police are done very differently in the province of Ontario. There's actually a whole body provincially set up to do those. But people said, well, we want accountability for the police dollars. And that's exactly what was passed yesterday in a communication from the mayor and a couple of other councillors, was Police Chief Truong, here are some of the things we want you to report back to us on. You know, severity of crime index, number of traffic tickets issued, there was a whole laundry list of items there of expectations we have for the police to tell us how they are tracking the outcomes of the money that we've given them to improve community safety in our city. So now the police board will have to have that discussion and come back. But what we've said is we would like the police board to report to us quarterly. So once a season, spring, summer, fall, and winter, tell us where those metrics are sitting. Are we getting better? Are we getting worse? Are we seeing a value in our dollar investment that is making our neighborhoods and our city as a whole safer or not? So there's quite a number of those things. The police board will have to now take that communication and decide what things they can come back to council with on a quarterly basis. Some of the things might be a little harder to do quarterly. They might only be able to come back annually because of other agencies. You know, StatsCan doesn't release data necessarily on a cycle that's going to satisfy council's ask. They're a federal organization. They're going to do it on their timeline. But can we get some metrics coming back to council on a regular basis that tells us how the police are doing with the dollars we've given them? We certainly see that from other boards. You know, I was at a tourism board meeting earlier today. We get metrics from how Tourism London is doing at every board meeting we have. And we've got two councillors on that board who can bring those metrics back to share with councillors anytime. So other boards are doing this. We want the police to report to us the same sort of way.
We'll see what happens as all of this continues to unfold. Thank you for taking us through those two things that now wind up going to council next week. Deputy Mayor Lewis, it's almost OHL playoffs. I'm sure we'll be talking about that in the future. Thanks for the time today.
I'm sure we will. I will tell you, the police metrics will not be nearly as detailed as all the statistics you get in your media package before a game.
We'll run down some of those on Friday night for game one. Have yourself a good rest of the day.
Looking forward to it. Take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
Deputy Mayor Sean Lewis.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.